माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना दीरावन चारी यमुना दीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवजाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदहिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदहिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की नवदीप मायापुर धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा माई की यमुना माई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की Nitai Gaur Premanandi, all glories to the assembled devotee, all glories to the assembled devotee, all glories to the assembled devotee, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. I welcome all of you in this morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. We are reading after long disconnected from this flow of Bhagavatam classes because of Gaur Punya festival. So we are in fourth canto, chapter 12 and verse number 28. Again, we'll go to our Dhurumaras pastime after long time. So the verse goes like that. Maitra Vacha Nisamya Vaikuntha Niyojya Mukhyayor Madhu Chitam Vacha Muru Krama Priya Kritabhiseka Krita Nitya Mangalo Munin pranamyasi samabhyavadaye Maitre vacha Nisamya vaikuntha niyojya mukhayor Madhu chitam vacha uru krama priya Kritabhiseka krita nitya mangalo Munin pranamyasi samabhyavadaye Maitre uvacha Nisamya vaikuntha niyojya mukhayor Madhu chitam vacha uru krama priya Kritabhiseka krita nitya mangalo Munim pranamyasi samabhyavadaye Samya Vaikuntha Niyoja Mukhaya Madhu Chitam Vacha Uru Krama Priya
Kritabhiseka Krita Nitya Mangalo
Kritabhiseka Krita Nitya Mangalo
Munim Pranamya Sisa Abhyavadita Maitreya Uvacha Samya Vaikuntha Niyojya Mukhyayor Madhuchyutam Vacha Uru Krama Priya Kritabhiseka Krita Nitya Mangalo Muni Pranamya Vishasavadya Maitreya Vacha Nisamya Vaikuntha Niyojya Mukhyayor Madhu Chita Vacha Uru Krama Priya Kritabhiseka Krita Nitya Mangalo Vaishnavis Chitam Madhu Chitam Vacha Uru Krama Priya
Kritabhiseka Krita Nitya Mangalo Munim Pranamya Samabhyavadaya
What to our translation? Maitreya Uvacha, the great sage Maitreya said, Nisamya, after hearing Vaikuntha of the Lord, Niyojya, associates, Mukhyayor of the chief, Madhuchitam, like pouring honey, Vacham, speeches, Urukrama Priya, Dhruva Maharaj, who was very dear to the Lord, Krita Avishekaha, took his sacred bath, Krita, performed, Nitya Mangalaha, his daily spiritual duties, Munin, to the sages, Pranamya, having offered obeisances, Asisam, blessings, Abhyavadayat, accepted. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. The great sage Maitreya continued, Maharaj Dhruva was very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When he heard the sweet speeches of the Lord's chief associates in the Vaikuntha planet, he immediately took his sacred bath, dressed himself with suitable ornaments, and performed his daily spiritual duties. Thereafter, he offered his respectful obeisances to the great sages present there and accepted their blessings. Purport. We should mark how dutiful Dhruva Maharaj was in his devotional service. Even at the time he left his material world, he was constantly alert in the performance of devotional duties. Every devotee should take his bath early in the morning and decorate his body with tilak. In Kali Yuga, one can hardly acquire gold or jeweled ornament, but the 12 tilak mark on the body are sufficient as auspicious decoration to the purify the body. Since Dhruva Maharaj was living at that time at Badrika Ashram, there were other great sages there. He did not become puffed up because the airplane sent by Lord Vishnu was waiting for him. As an humble Vaishnava, he accepted blessings from all the sages before riding on the plane brought by the chief of the Vaikuntha associates.
Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasme Sri Guruve Namam Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandika Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatha Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitamcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Krupa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktabrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So, in this chapter, now, as for the blessings of Lord Vishnu, Dhruva Maharaj ruled for several years in this earthly planet, and now the timing comes. What was his original desire? To get an planet which is more superior than his grandfather. So now, this chapter describes about that thing which is going to happen now. So now, Dhruva Maharaj is just, he have everything. The whole kingdom is there. All the opulences are there. He was ruler of the whole planet. And at that time, he is leaving everything behind and entering into the forest. So this is the twice he is entering. Second time he is entering into the forest. First time while entering, he has all the material aspiration. To fulfill the material aspiration, he was entering. But this time, he didn't have any material aspiration. He left behind everything and with only one aspiration to go back to Godhead, he is entering into the forest. So, one point I was thinking in our Vidyapeeth discussion we had from this chapter, becoming irrelevant at the right time, we become relevant to the people. Becoming irrelevant at the right time, we become most relevant to the people at that time. Like we can see how here Dhruva Maharaj, he was the king of the whole planet. But when the right time came, when his son was grown up, at that time he gave the whole responsibility of the kingdom to the son and immediately he goes to the forest. He become totally irrelevant. But in our current day-to-day life scenario, if you'll see our politicians, they die in the position only. Till the last breath, they want to continue. But our Shastra tells that we have to see the right opportunity, right moment come, then we should delegate our responsibility and we should practice for spirituality. We can see our scripture also. When Vamandev came, at that time, Jambavan, he was a hero because he circumambulated the whole universe thrice around the Varahadev, when Varahadev came. That time he was like the hero. But in the Satya Yuga, but when the Treta Yuga came, that time when everyone was asking how to cross the ocean, that time Jambavan was there. But he told, once upon a time I was hero, but now I cannot cross the ocean because now I am old. And that time Jambavan told to Hanuman, but you can do it. You forgot your power, but you can do it. See, the same person who was hero once upon a time, now he's taking a back position. And he's making Hanuman hero. Now after Treta Yuga, when the Dwapar Yuga come, same Hanuman was there. But now the Pandavas are there. And Hanuman, knowingly, he took a back position. He told to Krishna, how can I serve? Krishna told, you just be in the flag. Hanuman could told that, I was once upon a time hero, Baba. I was main person in the Ram's army. I will be just stand in the flag. You just be in the flag. What is my seva? You just roar. Whenever Bhima or Arjuna, they will shoot the arrow, you just make a loud sound. That will tremble the Kaurava's hearts. Hanuman took a back position. And he was just in that flag and he was roaring. And the hero was Pandavas, Arjuna, Bhima. Same, at the end of Dwapar Yuga, when Kali Yuga started, when Krishna departed to the back to order, that time, Arjuna was taking back all the queens of Krishna and few cowherd persons that defeated Arjuna. That time, Arjuna also becomes shocked. My same Gandiva boy is there in my hand, but mere cowherd boys that defeated me. What is this? But Arjuna could understand. Now Krishna wanting me to take a back position. Now the time has come to go back to Godhead. Then Arjuna came and told everything to Yudhishthira Maharaj. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj make plan. Okay, now the time has come to give up kingdom. Give up kingdom. Everybody went to Badrika Ashram towards Himalaya. And they go back to Godhead. So this is the principle of making ourselves irrelevant at the right position. Then we can become relevant for the eternity. So that is what Dhruva Maharaj is showing in this pastime. Then Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur explains, when the Vaikuntha airplane comes and the Nanda and Sunanda, they stepped out of the airplane and they explained to Dhruva Maharaj, that time Dhruva Maharaj become very nervous. Just like when the beginning time, when Lord Vishnu also gave his darshan, Dhruva Maharaj become very nervous that time. Then Lord Vishnu has to touch his counsel to his head, then he started offering all the prayers. Here also, Chakravarti Pass says, Dhruva Maharaj becomes again nervous. And while he becomes so nervous and confused what to do now, he started offering, chanting Lord's name. Jai Narayan, Jai Gopal, Jai Govind. Like that, all the names of the Lord he started chanting before the associates of the Vaikunthavasis. And there, Prabhupada writes a purport, nice purport. He tells, absolute nature of the Mahamantra, a devotee therefore, either in danger or in happiness, constantly chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. When he is in danger, he immediately relief. If he will chant, then his consciousness will be uplifted. And when he is in position to see Lord Vishnu, his associates, directly by chanting the Mahamantra, he can please Lord. Because the Mahamantra can save in happiness, in misery also. All moment a devotee should take shelter of Mahamantra. Now, Nanda and Sunanda, they are starting addressing Dhruva Maharaj. They are telling, my dear Dhruva, this plane what you are seeing, na, this is not an ordinary plane. This plane personally sent by the Vishnu from the Vaikuntha. Just to take you back to Godhead, this plane has come. Now Acharya says, what is the reason? Again to tell, he'll explain the reason. Because Dhruva Maharaj, when he went for the first time to the forest, he has a desire that I want to go to back to Godhead and get a planet which is more greater than my grandfather, more greater than my Brahma. So Nanda and Sunanda, they are explaining, my dear Dhruva, what had you had desire once upon a time, now the time has come to fulfill that desire. And Vishnu has sent personally this plane to take you, Dhruvalok, the planet, the pole star, which is more exalted than even Brahmalok. So the plane has come. So then Prabhupada writes in the purport, a very nice point he writes, anyone, means anything can be possible for a Vaishnava. Anyone who is very seriously engaged in devotional service can obtain in due course of time the same perfection of the human form of life. Then he gives example, a nice preaching aspect he tells. Any 5-year-old child can be trained and within a very short time his life will become successful by the realization of Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, this training is lacking all over the world. It is necessary for the leaders of the Krishna consciousness movement to start educational institution in different parts of the world to train children starting at the age of 5 years. So then I was reflecting, like here Maharaj has started rural education department. Avanita Chetan Prabhu leads that. We go to every schools and we start program, Bal Sanskar program. From the 5 years, 6 years, we start training the students. And then we go to schools. Moreover, 50 plus schools we are connected and do value education programs in all the schools. So this was like in one of the aspiration Prabhupada is telling in this purport, that we should start training the children from the 5-year-old. And at this point, our Maitra Muni is telling to Vidura, when this scene is at this stage, this sloka comes. Nisamya Vaikuntha Niyojya Mukhyayor Madhu Chitam Vacha Urukrama Priya Kritavisheka Kritanitya Mangalo Muni Pranamya Sisa Abhyabhadita. So, Nisamya means, when Dhruva Maharaj heard what this Vaikuntha Vasis are telling, Nisamya, he heard, Vaikuntha Niyojya, Niyojya means the associates of the Vishnu. Vaikuntha Niyojya, the associates of the Vishnu. Mukhayor, from their mouth. What is coming? Madhu Chutam, second line. From their mouth, the nectarian words are coming. It is like an honey pouring. So from their mouth, the nectarian words are coming. Madhu Chutam Vacham. The words are like compared with the nectar, honey. To whom it is coming? Urukrama Priya. Urukrama means Lord Urukrama, Vishnu. Priya means his very dear. Who is that? Dhruva Maharaj. So their nectarian words are coming towards Dhruva Maharaj. And what is that? And after that, what Dhruva Maharaj is doing? Third line, Krita Avishekaha. Krita Avishek means first he takes his bath. Avishek, he does his own Avishek. Krita Avisheka. Krita Nitya Mangalo. Krita Nitya Mangala means he does his daily ritual activities, whatever is daily Nitya Karma. Krita Nitya Mangala. Like in the morning we take bath and do our Nitya Karma. Like that he does his Nitya Karma. We will see in the purport what Prabhupada explains all this detail. Krita Nitya Mangalo. Muni Pranamya. Muni to Nanda and Sunanda, pranamya. He offered his pranam. Muni pranamya. Asisam. Immediately they offer the benediction. Asisam abhyavadayat. Abhyavaditam means he demanded, he made them forceful to give his their blessings. Abhyavadita. Chakravadipas says. Because the way he offers his pranam, obeisances, they are forced to give immediately their blessings to Dhruva Maharaj. So this is how the sloka goes. Then I'll see the Prabhupada in the purport, he explains this last two lines. Krita Avisheka, what it is mean to us, and Krita Nitya Mangala, what it mean to the sadhaka, and the last line. So these 3 points Prabhupada highlighted in the purport. The first we can see in the purport, he writes about the Krita Nitya Mangala. We should mark how dutiful Dhruva Maharaj was in his devotional service. Even at the time he left the material world, he was constantly alert to perform his devotional activity. That is the Krita Nitya Mangala, performing our daily devotional activity. He was not neglected. Abhi, aeroplane is there. What to do now? Let's directly, abhi ho gaya sab kuch, jump on the aeroplane. No, no, he was just doing his all dutiful activity. He took his bath, offered obeisances to the all the Vaishnavas present there, took their blessings, and then he went to the airplane. So then I was thinking about a few examples from the Shastra, like, because this is very excited movement. Means the airplane has come to take you back to Godhead. Means this is the end of the whole material connection. What else is remaining? Just get into the airplane, you will go back to Godhead. Still he is doing the duties of this material universe. It's very, means you can understand the emotion, the happiness, what is going on in that moment. So I was thinking, like, example of few person who has forgot their duty in the peak of their emotions, happiness. I was thinking about our, as usual, example of Indra. Once upon a time, Indra was sitting in his Vyasa, his throne, and he was enjoying. All the Apsaras were dancing, all the heavenly pleasures were there, and he was enjoying the heavenly pleasure. That time, his spiritual master enters into that assembly, Brihaspati. And Indra observes that he enters. Still, Indra thought, every day he comes now, it's okay. Why to again get down from the throne and offer obeisances? So nice, Mahal is there. Let's enjoy. And Brihaspati could observe what is going on in Indra's mind. And immediately, further entering into the assembly, Brihaspati takes a U-turn and goes out. So then immediately all the things started falling. All the means Indra was, means Brihaspati took out his blessings, and Indra loses whole kingdom of heaven. Then Bali Maharaj attacks, and the demons overpower the demigods, and demigod has to run from the heaven. And so many long pastimes that happens. So this see, peak of the emotion, Indra forgot to do his duty. And the same time I was remembering Prahlad Maharaj. When Lord Narasingadev killed Hiranyakashipu, and he was giving his darshan to Prahlad Maharaj, you know, licking Prahlad Maharaj, and Prahlad Maharaj was offering obeisances. What a happy moment it is. And that time when Narasingadev was asking, what you want? Prahlad Maharaj remembering his father, who has given so much torture to him, and telling that, my dear Lord, please deliver my father Hiranyakashipu. Just see, he was removing that father who has given so much torture. He made him put in the snake pit, elephant trembled, thrown from the high mountain. Still, Prahlad was remembering that father. Please deliver my father. That is the difference between a pure devotee and a mixed devotee kind of things. We can see our Kunti Maharani also. When whole Pandavas, they become the king of the whole universe. At that time, Krishna planned to go back to Dwarka. That time Kunti Maharani is offering prayer. My dear Lord, let Bipada Santu, let all the troubles come. Because when the troubles are there, you are there. If the troubles are now gone, you are going. So better the troubles come so that I can take your darshan. That was Kunti Maharaj. Just imagine, he was now Raj Mata. The Pandavas are now king. What a happy moment it is. There is no trouble from Kaurava. No, Kaurava is there only. And his order will flourish everywhere, whatever she desire. And that time he is telling, let it come, because when troubles are there, you will be there, and I can take your darshan. That's how a pure devotee, they were always fixed up in their duty and how to take Krishna always in their heart. That is their focus. Now the middle part of the purport, Prabhupada explains about Krita Abhisheka, taking bath. Every devotee should take his bath early in the morning and decorate his body with tilak. In Kali Yuga, we can hardly acquire gold or jeweled ornament, but the 12 tilak mark on the body are sufficient as auspicious decoration to purify the body. The Prabhupada is telling, take early bath, put tilak, and come to temple hall, attend morning program and chant your 16 round. So this points Prabhupada highlighting in this part, took his Krita Abhisheka. And the last line is very important in this purport. Muni pranamya asisam abhyabhadita. Because when Dhruva Maharaj was doing his austerity in Badrika Ashram, there were so many sages were there with him. And this plane has come to just take Dhruva Maharaj. Other, if any normal person will be thinking, see, the result of my austerity, plane has come now, I am going. Tata, bye bye. But Dhruva Maharaj was so sensitive to the surrounding, to the persons with whom he is staying. What he does, he went and took blessing from each and every sages who were present there. He went and offered his obeisances. My dear sage, my dear Muni, please offer me blessing so that I can go and do my devotional service in Vaikuntha. And offer blessings to each and every Vaishnava present there. Prabhupada is telling, since Dhruva Maharaj was living at the time of Badrika Ashram, there were other great sages there. He did not become puffed up because the airplane sent by the Lord Vishnu was waiting for him only. As an humble Vaishnava, he accepted the blessing from all the sages before riding into the plane. That was the consciousness a Vaishnava should have. Always sensitive to other Vaishnava and follow the Vaishnava etiquette. Then I was remembering the pastime of Ambarish Maharaj. Now see, in this pastime, when Durvasa Muni came and all pastime happened, and when he was offended and took out a hair and created a demon to kill Ambarish Maharaj, that time Ambarish Maharaj offered just obeisance and took a humble position, but Vishnu couldn't tolerate and he created a demon. Created Sudarshan Chakra, and that was chasing the Durvasa Muni. And after this 1 year of running pastime happened, when again Durvasa Muni came, and Vishnu told, what can I do? Devotees are in my heart and I am in devotee's heart. I cannot do anything because you have offended my devotee. I am also helpless. If you want to get protection, just go to the Ambarish Maharaj and ask forgiveness to him. He can only save you. And that time, Durvasa Muni runs and falls at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj and tells her, protect me, protect me, protect me. That time, just see the consciousness of Ambarish Maharaj. He could have told, abhi akal bha gaya abhi. Kiske saath panga liya tha? But just, he was offering prayer. He is telling that, it's not your fault, it's my fault. Because of me, this Sudarshan Chakra is giving you so trouble. It's my fault. What an offense I am committing again. What a consciousness of Ambarish Maharaj, and he was offering prayer to the Sudarshan Chakra. Please, Sudarshan Chakra, please, you go back. Don't cause any harm to Ambarish Maharaj. That was another. See, what a situation where any devotee can be. It's a normal. But he was not at all puffed up, and he took a humble provision. Yesterday, Maharaj was telling, Trinadapi Suni Jana Taro Rapi Sahishna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadhari. So, this was the consciousness of Vaishnavas, what Ambarish Maharaj exhibited. I was remembering one pastime of Prabhupada. Once Prabhupada, in one of the country, he was in airport, and there were so many devotees. They came to the airport to meet Prabhupada. And it was, the situation was going out of control, and so much chaos. That time the airport authority told the devotees, you have to evacuate, you have to go away, all this. It's so much crowd now, it's out of our control. So, and then the leader of the devotees, they announced, all the devotees, you come aside, this side. And with all the devotees, Prabhupada also came this side. no, Prabhupada, not for you. It's for the devotees. Prabhupada, I am also a devotee. Prabhupada, not for you. You come this side. Just to reduce the crowd, I am announcing to take all the devotees out of the airport. So just see, this is the innate nature inside the Vaishnava. Automatically, he takes always a humble position. It is spontaneous. He will not think, I am the acharya of the moment. I should not go. Because it is there within the system, the structure, the consciousness is there. Automatically, devotees come, see, will come this side. We have to think, are this is for me or should I go? Like that, Prabhupada was there. Then Prabhupada was telling, Krishna tested me twice in my life. First, when was nothing was with me, that time Krishna gave me everything. From 40 rupees to 40 crore million dollars, Krishna gave everything. I was the rich and every devotees were there, disciples are there, temples are there, everywhere it's flourishing. And there was great chance that I could become puffed up. But I remain always humble and I tolerated. This is one thing. And another time, when Krishna, before beginning ISKCON, Krishna took away everything. That time also, I didn't rejected bhakti or I didn't become very morose. I remain as an having a proper consciousness in bhakti. I continue that. So, this is how a Suddha Bhakti, Suddha Bhakta, a Vaishnava always maintain his consciousness. Then I was thinking about Abhyabhadita. Here, Dhruva Maharaj forced the sages to give their blessings to him. Then I was remembering from Mahabharat how the Kauravas and the Pandavas collected blessing from all sages, but Kaurava, they didn't collect any blessing. Like in the beginning of the war only, Yudhishthira Maharaj and took blessing from Dronacharya, Pitama Bhishma. And they gave that Vijay Baba. Before the war only they gave Vijay Baba. And Duryodhana is saying, what kind of general he is? Before the war begin only gave blessing. If you will also go, he could have given you blessing, but you didn't go. What, whose fault it is? So this is the consciousness of Vaishnava. Always they are very eager to take blessings from the Vaishnavas. Then either in Ramayana also, Ravana collected curses from everyone. So many curses. So many ladies. Because he attempted so many ladies' curses. If you attempt any more lady, you will die at that moment. That's why he was not able to force Mata Sita. You're remembering his curses. But here Ram, throughout the forest, wherever he was going, he was serving all the sages and he was collecting blessing. Blessing, blessing. So this is the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. So I was thinking today is also our Jagannath festival. So I will thinking to narrate little bit on Jagannath festival. Then if time permit, we'll narrate little bit about pastime of Holi. So yesterday, like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he takes his birth, next day, like a Nanda Uschap. When Krishna takes his birth in the previous day, next day they celebrate in the Nanda Bhavan, the Nanda Uschap. Similarly, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, next day they celebrate the Jagannath festival. So I think I'll just narrate one pastime. When the news spreads all across the Navadvip, Lord Chaitanya has taken his birth, the first person was so much excited is Nilambar Chakravarti. And how he predict about Lord Chaitanya's horoscope and how a Brahmana comes, what he tells. So I'll narrate few verses from Chaitanya Bhagavat and then we'll go through that pastime. So when Nilambar Chakravarti says that this child is not an ordinary child, this child is not like Maharaj was telling, this he has all the symptom of an exalted personality. That time a Brahmana enters to Jagannath Misra's house. And the Brahmana tells, Lagne yata dekhiyei balaka mahima, raja hena vakya tara dite nari ishima. The Brahmana was telling, when I see the lagna, the horoscope of this child, looks like he will become a king in the future. The Brahmana tells, Brihaspati jiniya hoive vidyavan, alpei hoive sarva gunera nidhan. Then he was telling, he looks like he can defeat Brihaspati also. Then Acharya gives commentary, because who will become Brihaspati in Chaitanya pastime? Sarvabhaumya Bhattacharya. And Mahaprabhu, when will go to Jagannath Puri, he will defeat Sarvabhaumya Bhattacharya. So this is the commentary Acharya gives. So indirectly he defeats the Brihaspati also. Sei khane vipra rupe eka mahajan, prabhura bhavishya karma karera kathan, vipra bale ei shishu sakshat narayan, iha haite sarva dharma haive sthapan. This child is non-different than Narayan. That Brahmana is telling. Yaha haite haive ka apurva prachar, ei shishu karive sarva jagata udhar. And this child can deliver whole universe. That Brahmana is telling. Brahma siva sukha yaha vancha anukshana, yaha haite taha paive sarva jana. What Brahma, Siva, they are divided from the pure devotional service, where they are always hankering to get that pure nectar of pure devotional service. This child freely, he will distribute this pure nectar to the, all the Kali Yuga people, is telling. Sarva bhuta dayalo nirveda darshane sarva jagatera prita haibe ihane, and this will be benediction to the whole Kali Yuga people. Because you can see now our ISKCON movement. This is the example of ISKCON movement. He is telling that even Yavanas will be get benefited from this child. You can see how our ISKCON movement spread across all the countries now. From all the religion, Muslim, Christian, everyone is now practicing this Krishna conscious movement. So these are the forecast of this sloka, what Prabhupada made it. Ananta brahmande kriti gaiva yahana abhipra esisura kariva pranama bhagavata dharma maya yaha sarira deva dvija guru priti matra bhakta dhira. And he will be devotee of his guru, pitra, matru, matru bhakta siromani. They say na Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His mother told, if you are taking sannyas, it's okay. But if you will stay near Jagannath Puri, I can get your news what pastime you are doing there. So Mahaprabhu then changed his plan. Rather than going to Vrindavan, he stayed for his whole life in Jagannath Puri to keep the word of his mother. Lagna yata kahe suva lakshana ihana kara sakti achetaha karite vyakhana. Then the Brahmana tells, who can explain the horoscope of this child? He is a superhuman, he is a Narayan himself. And I am a small Brahmana, what I can explain? So it is beyond my capacity only to explain the horoscope. Dhanya tumi misra purandara bhagyavan jaraya nandana tare rahuka pranam. Then he tells, you are very fortunate, my dear Jagannath Misra, and I offer my pranam to you. Heno kosti gaile ami bhagyavan sei vishwambara nama hoive. And then he forecasts his name will become Vishwambar, because he will deliver the whole Vishwa, the universe. So his name will be Vishwambar. Ihae bolive loko navadipa chandra e balaka janiya kebala parananda heno rase pache hoye dukhera prakasa ateva na kahila prabhura sanyas. That time he sees in the horoscope one corner it was written that he will take sanyas. That time the Brahmana thought, should I tell or not? Because it was a festivity mood. And if I'll tell that this child will take sannyas, then Jagannath Misra Sachidevi all become morose. Are my child will become sannyasi. So then the Brahmana decides that I will not tell this thing. Because there are so everyone is happy, everyone is, why to tell this thing? So he kept aside. He didn't tell that he will take sannyas. Then he went to the next thing. Suni Jagannath Misra Putra Rakhyana Anande Vivala Bipre Dite Chahe Dana. Then Jagannath Misra thought, it was so nice, Brahmana, it forecasted everything. I should give some charity to this Brahmana. Kichu nai sudaridra tathabi anande viprera charana dhari misra chandra kande. But he didn't have anything to give, like an Sudama Brahmana. So then what he did, he just hold the vipra's lotus feet and started crying. Seho vipra kande jagannatha paye dhari ananda sakala loko bole hari hari. Then the vipra also realized he's a very poor Brahmana. He can't give anything. So then Vipra also, he holded his foot. Jagannath Misra holding his feet and the Vipra is holding Jagannath Misra's feet. And both were crying. And seeing this scene, all the Navadip Vasis, they were telling, Hari, Hari! Dibhyo Kosti Suni Yata Vandhava Sakala Jai Jai Diyasave Karena Mangala. Seeing this, everyone telling Jai Jai. And this is how the nice pastime happened. Next day of Lord Chaitanya's birth in Jagannath Misra festival. And then so many demigods also come, they take darshan of Lord Hari. So many demigods comes in a disguised form, and when they come, they used to see some shadow is moving. They think, are some thief or some ghost is coming, and they used to call some tantric to do some mantra so that this ghost won't come. And the demigods were laughing. What they are doing? They were chanting Narsingha Stotra so that this shadow won't come and won't harm the child. And like the demigod was also taking pleasure and they were coming, they are taking darshan of the child. Like that pastime happened. So then let's discuss a small pastime of Holi, because today is Holi. And in the afternoon time, we'll take Radhavan Vihari. And devotees will make them play Holi. So I was hearing one lecture of Vishwarup Prabhu. regarding this pastime of Holi and nicely explained the pastime of Holi. So, he was telling in the Varsana, the Holi lasts for 45 days. They play Holi for 45 days. But the main Holi they play on Navami of this Phalgun Purnima, Sukla Paksha. Navami is the main Holi and the Ashtami is the invitation to the Holi. So, he was explaining these two pastime because this is the main 2 days. So, in the Ashtami, what happened? A Brahmana, this is what happened in the when Krishna was there in Dwapar Yuga. So, from the Nandagaon, a Brahmana comes to the Varshana to invite all the Varshana Vasis for the Holi. So, the Brahmana comes and he comes to the Pilipokar. And that is like the boundary of Varshana and Nandagaon. The Pilipokar, where that pond is there. When the Pilipokar comes, then one nice pastime I remember. Pilipokar, here also one pastime happened where Krishna, like you see, because today is Holi, Krishna also drenched in color in this Pilipokar. And here, he also gave one hint that in Kali Yuga, Krishna will come as a Lord Chaitanya. So what happened once when Radharani was cooking for Krishna, Yashoda Mata thought that she is so nice serving Krishna. She should be our, what do you say, daughter-in-law. That time, so as an, when you make somebody daughter-in-law, they put Mehendi in the hands. So Yashoda Mata put turmeric on the Radharani's hand. So Radharani, when he was entering Barsana, he thought, if I'll go like this to Barsana, what my mother will thought. So then he cleaned his hand in that Pilipokar. And then that pond turns into yellow. And the next time when Krishna came the next day, then he saw that Pilipokar. Then so what is this yellow substance? Then he, out of curiosity, Krishna enters into that pond to understand what is that yellow substance. And when Krishna enters into that, he goes deep, deep, deep into that pond. And only his peacock feather was visible from the top. And he was raising his two hands inside the pond and he was rotating inside the pond. So when all the gopas, gopis, they come and saw the pond, only peacock feather was visible and two hands were visible. And Krishna was rotating inside. And after a long time, Krishna comes out. And Krishna tells, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So everyone becomes anxiety, what happened to Krishna? So he was asking all the gopas, gopis, trees, plant, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? What is this yellow substance? So then after a long time after asking like that, Krishna comes to the external consciousness. And actually, this is what Krishna has given a hint that in Kali Yuga, I'll come in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand what is this yellow substance. That is the pure love of Radharani, what Radharani left in that Pilipokar. And that was the yellow substance of Radharani's loves. So that was one hint Krishna gave that in Kali Yuga, I'll come as a Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to test this love of Radharani. And he was drenched in yellow color. Because when Krishna come out of the Pilipokar, because the color was yellow, he was totally yellowish color. Golden complexion, Gaurahari. Like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he'll come in this color, golden complexion. So this Pilipokar is the boundary between Nandagaon and Barsana. So this Brahmana came and stand at the Pilipokar to give the invitation to Barsana. And when the gopis saw that Brahmana has come from Nandagaon alone, they took out all the revenge. All the gopis pounce on the Brahmana and put all the holy on him and started harassing that Brahmana. And the Brahmana was alone, what he can do? That time Radharani get the news that they are harassing the Brahmana. And Radharani is a leader of all the gopis. He comes and he told that, why you are harassing? He was a messenger only. It is not good to harass a messenger. Then Radharani rescues that Brahmana and he brought that Brahmana to his house and he arranges for him to take a hot bath and his prasada, everything he arranges. And with full respect, He was sending that Brahmana to Nandagaon. That time, Kritida Mata heard that a Brahmana from Nandagaon came. And immediately, Kritida Mata, to honor that Brahmana, he prepared some laddus and he gives that Brahmana laddus. So, this happened in the Ashtami day. So, in Barsana, they celebrate as a Laddumar Holi. Because Varsana Vasis give laddus to the Nandagaon Vasis. When Nandagaon inhabitants, they come to Varsana on Ashtami day and Varsana Goswami from the Sriji temple, they offer laddus to the Nandagaon person and they celebrate Holi. This is called Laddumar Holi. And the next day, that is the main Holi they celebrate in Varsana. That is called Rangoli Holi. That is in the Navami. And next day, Krishna, early in the morning, he rises and he calls all his gopas and they prepare for the holy. Like a soldier, when they go to the war, na, they decorate himself. So Krishna also, like a soldier, he collect all the dry holies and they collect all the wet holies and they prepare everything and put an armor on the head, everything with full pistons, everything. And the whole Nandagaon, the gopas, they march towards the Varsana to celebrate holy. And they reach at the border. This is the LOC, line of control, Pilipokar. Because there the Varsana starts. So they can't enter into the Varsana. Nandagaon ends there. So they all stand at the Pilipokar. And they call for the challenge. Come and play holy. That time all the gopis, they come. But the leader of the gopis, Radharani, don't come immediately. So then Krishna tells, where is your leader? Bring your king. We are already ready for the fight. So then Visakha tells, he's not there. So, no, go and call. Otherwise, how can the fight will begin? So then all Visakha goes by and he was searching Radharani, and Radharani was in Man Mandir. He was not in a mood to play holy only. Then Visakha told, hey, they are already in the war field to start the holy. Come. But Radharani was not at all ready to go only. And Lalita also comes. He started telling Radharani, somehow they're making, come. How can the holy will begin without your presence? And that time Lalita tells, if you are not believing how they are so much came with full preparation, just have a glance. And if you see the Man Mandir, it is in the top of the hill. And there, from that window, they tells to see Krishna and the Pilipokar. And that time Radharani glances, who all are there. And immediately Krishna puts a piston jet on that window. And it won't reach till that time. But seeing Krishna's so sportive tendency, immediately Radharani gets that desire to play holy. And Radharani also makes every gopi prepare holy, take dry holy, wet holy. And with full preparation, they come to the Pilipokar. And both the parties stand face to face. And then Lalita, he was like the elderly gopi and he was like the leader of the gopis. He comes and he sets the rule for holy. How to play? How to begin the game? The rules, he first tells that, first we will play dry holy. And after playing dry holy, then we will begin the wet holy. And all the rules, what to put, what not to put, he explained all the norms of the game. And they start playing the dry holy. And Krishna realizes that the gopis are overwhelming all the gopas. And the gopas are in the verge of get defeated from the gopis. And Krishna was thinking, what to do now? Because they are going to defeat it. And immediately, Krishna takes out the piston. And he puts a jet towards Radharani's cheek, aiming at Radharani's cheek. And Radharani is trying to stop that jet. But it was so fast, splashing on his hand, it splashed on his cheek, on her cheek. And then Radharani become very angry that this was he broke the rule of the game. And he was become very shy because immediately in the middle of the dry holy, puts the holy on wet holy on the Radharani. So then all the game stops. Then that time, the gopis thought, how can you break the rules of the game because you defend the rules. Immediately all the gopis, they pounce upon Krishna and they make him as a prisoner. They hold Krishna's hand and they tied his hands and they bring before Radharani. And Lalita then decides the punishment for Krishna because he broke the rule. It was not defined in the beginning of the game, but he broke the rule. So then he defines the three punishments for the Krishna. First, he tells that we'll put kajal on the face of Krishna. Second, he tells that, first he will tell that you will put kajal on the Krishna. And second, he tells that you will take out the uttariya from Krishna. Because if you take out the uttariya, it's very not an honor for a male person. You will take out the uttariya from Krishna. Third, he defined, we will write a bad word in the back of Krishna. Then Krishna was like, no, don't do like that. Like, no, yeah, because you broke the rule, we will do that. So then immediately all the gopi hold the hand of Krishna. And that time Radharani comes. And he puts kajal on the face of Krishna. And then one gopi takes out the uttariya. And Radharani writes a bad word on the back of Krishna. That time Krishna becomes so embarrassed. That in front of all his gopas, he was embarrassed. So immediately he falls at the feet of gopis, Radharani. And he asks for forgiveness. Please forgive. And that I forgot one point. When Krishna was coming from Nandagaon, he also brought so many gifts with him. And now he started presenting all the gifts to one gopi. Take all these gifts what I brought from you. Because the one of the game, like whoever will the lose the game, the losing party will give the gifts to the winning party. That's how holy ends. And see here, Krishna has already made a plan in his mind. Otherwise, why would have brought gifts from the Nandagaon? So he had already brought so many gifts from the Nandagaon, making the already plan that I will be defeated from the gopis. And he started presenting all the gifts to the all the gopis, one gift. And actually, this is the essence of the holy, like to get defeated from the beloved one. And this is what Krishna always in the holy, he plans to get defeated from Radharani. And knowingly, he did all this mischievous thing so that he will get defeated and the gopis will be happy. So this is what the pure devotional service. Maharaj was telling yesterday, na, gopis were the exalted one when Narada Muni came. Gopis were saying, okay, if my dust will take out the headache of the Krishna, then we are ready to go to the hellish planet for that. So that was the pure exalted position of the gopis. And to test this exalted love of gopi, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in this Kali Yuga. So we can pray in this holy festival. What is the message of the holy? The pure love between Krishna and Radha and the most exalted love of gopis. What to release that love? Krishna has come in this Kali Yuga as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we can pray like, to have an pure, unalloyed, uninterrupted bhakti, like what yesterday, that day our Hariparsad Prabhu was telling, Uttama Bhakti, Anya Vilasita Sunyam, Jnana Karva Dhyana Vritam, Anukulyana Krishna Anusilanam, Bhakti Uttama. To get aspiration in this pure, unalloyed devotional service and in the association of Vaishnavas and becoming an instrument in the hand of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Hare Krishna. Anybody have any questions? Come.
Thank you so much, Guruji. Your vacha also is like Madhuchitam Vacha Madhukramam Priya.
Guru's mercy.
Extremely sweet, masterized in the narration and lessons which you mentioned. Thank you so much, Guruji. My question is that Sir Guru Maharaj, you have seen the Lord at the start of his life with a lot of material behind. And at the end of his life, again, he is going to the forest. And he is so humble. So, but in between, we see that he is becoming proud while he is fighting with the yaksha. So, how do we understand this pure devotee? Can you throw some light on that?
Yeah, Prabhupada explains that in when the pastimes comes in the purport. Prabhupada explains na, even though he was so exalted, because first of all Acharya mentions that when his brother was killed, thinking as if he will not fight, what people will think? See, that fellow has an revenge towards his brother, because the king Uttanapad didn't allow Dhruvamara to sit on his lap. To take that revenge. Now the brother has died, he is not taking the revenge. Because that means he has, till now, he has that avengers in his heart. Just to prove to the citizen, I am now, don't have any avengers to my brother. He went to there and fight with the yaksha. That was one reason Acharya's gift. Otherwise, you would have not gone only, because you are pure devotee engaged. Still, as a matter of duty, to show others that I don't have any avengers towards my brother, he went there and fight. But while fighting, Prabhupada writes, the modes are so powerful, because when you are fighting, it overpowers in one extent to towards some extent to Dhruva Maharaj. And that is the reason. But the one good thing is that as a devotee, when our Swayambhuva Manu came and he advises Dhruva, it is good that you fought, but for a small mistake of one person, it is not good to kill the whole race only. It's injustice. That time he heard him, he listened to him. That was, you can see, as a devotee, he respected Swayambhu Manu and immediately withdraw from the fight and continue his, and he respected Yaksha also. After that, Kubera also came and he shows his blessings to Dhruva Maharaj. That was my understanding. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.